Hey everybody, this is Scorpio Queen with Chit Chat with Scorpio. So today's episode is going to be about Black social media. The reason why I'm doing this is because basically it needs to be said. Because there's so much going on when it comes to Black social media. So let's get right into it. Anyway, so everybody knows what's going on as far as what has happened to Shanquella Robinson. And no, I am not going to talk about it because people are already talking about it. And I'm not going to sit here and speculate anything because there's enough people speculating. But anyway, the thing about it is that I'm going to say this. I applaud Black social media for pressing on Mexico to investigate the situation, the murder of Shanquella Robinson. I do applaud that. But now that they are actually investigating, I think Black social media needs to step back. And they need to step back a whole lot. Because now what's happening is that you got people that are on Instagram targeting people that have nothing to do with the case or with the crime. Just because a person has the same name, which is very which that really doesn't happen all the time, but that does not give anybody the right to go attacking somebody that had nothing to do with the whole crime. And it's sad that Black social media would go through great lengths on trying to solve a case when they are not even licensed to do it. They don't work for law enforcement. They are not lawyers. They're not any of that. But yet they are going around social media. When I say social media, I mean YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. They're going around harassing and attacking the wrong people, which is not fair and is not right. So I truly believe that, you know, it's a, like I said, it's a very good thing that because of Black social media, the Shanquella Robinson case is being investigated. And that's a good thing. But now, everybody just needs to, like I said, everybody needs to fall back and let law enforcement, let the FBI do their job. Because now it's turning into a mess on social media. Everybody got different stories. Everybody think they know what happened. And nobody was there. But they got all these different scenarios as to what could have happened. But nobody was actually there. But the people that were there. Now, yes, I truly believe every single person needs to be apprehended, yes. But let's just leave it to law enforcement to solve the case. Let's wait until the FBI decides to want to put out more information and stop trying to figure stuff out, because we are not investigators. We don't know all of what happened. All everybody is doing is watching videos that have been put out, in which some of these videos, one is damaging, one is really upsetting. You got people trying to make videos that don't have nothing to do with the case. There are actually people that are pretending to be related to this woman and giving out information that they should not be giving out. And then there are people that are trying to profit off of this woman's death, which is so sickening and so not right on all levels. You know, and I think it's very disrespectful of Black social media to be doing the things that they're doing. Now, there is an app. There's an app called Bigo. For people that don't know what the app is it's an app where people can go live and show off their talents, or they can just talk and they can make money doing it, right? So there are a bunch of people on this particular app talking about this case. There are people, one person already who tried to say that she was related to Shankula Robinson, and it turned out that she was lying, that she was not even related to this person. There are people on this particular app that is trying to contact Shankula Robinson's mother or her father to get an interview. Now, these people are not journalists on this app. They are not licensed journalists. They don't have degrees in journalism, but they're trying to get interviews of her mother and her father. Then you got people on this particular app that is trying to profit off of this woman's death, which, like I said, is very sickening. At its best, it's very sickening. And so Black social media really needs to step back, be quiet, and let the FBI do their job, and wait until stuff gets released. It's already bad enough that there are stuff that's being released that we can't even tell whether or not it's true or not. But we got to let things ride and just sit back, keep quiet, and wait. We got people on YouTube, these YouTube content creators, talking about Shankula Robinson, and some of them don't even know what they're talking about. Some of them are just going by what is being released, and they don't even know if it's factual. They don't even know where the videos came from, but they got all this commentary, and they got all these opinions and all these speculations, and they have no idea what they're talking about whatsoever. And not for nothing, because they got people watching them and listening to them, they're also getting paid. They could say that they're not profiting off of, they're not doing it to profit off of this woman's death, but in actuality, they are profiting off of this woman's death, because one, they're talking about her, and number two, they got people cash-apping them or super-chatting them money. So yes, in a way, they are profiting off of this woman's death, which is sickening. Very sickening. If they wasn't, they wouldn't be even talking about the story at all. Or if they were going to talk about it, they would tell people to stop giving them money, because it looks like they're profiting off of her death, which is so not right. So again, like I said, it's one thing to apply pressure on social media to make Mexico investigate this crime. But after the pressure has been put, and after you see that it's being investigated, step back and be quiet and stop researching on the internet and stop attacking people. Because I bet the hundreds of people that attacked this guy that had nothing to do with the crime, I bet you none of those people even apologize. And then on top of that, a lot of these people don't even realize that when they do stuff like that, when they go on attack and defaming and all that on a person, they themselves can get sued civilly. And that person will win the case, because they have all their Instagram page would be their proof. So that's why people should not be going around on Instagram searching up people's names and doing all this stuff, because they may come up on somebody that don't have nothing to do with it, because you don't even know the person. So again, leave everything to law enforcement, and then sit back and wait until stuff gets put out by law enforcement. And stop listening to everybody, because not everybody knows what they're talking about. not everybody knows what they're talking about. But I do say rest in peace to Shaquilla Robinson, and I do pray for her mother and her father and the rest of the family and friends that did love her. And I pray that they will get the justice that they deserve. And I'm going to leave it at that. There is a whole lot more stuff that I'm going to be coming back with. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening. And I shall be back. Bye for now.